Good morning. Welcome to Witness Radio program, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. My name is Rita Abavidia, and I welcome you to this brand new episode of Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. Well, thank you for tuning in to Witness Radio. Thank you for subscribing to Witness Radio on our YouTube channel. You comment, like, share, and also click the notification bell just in case of anything that then comes up or we have uploaded a new episode, you will be getting that notification. To give you a recap of what we discussed in our previous episodes, we discussed about the intested succession in Uganda, and we said this means if at all somebody dies without leaving a will, who takes responsibility, what is done, who can acquire or get some of the property. We looked at what percentage each person acquires, and we also looked at the legal guardian. If one wants to become a legal guardian of the orphans, what do they do? What qualifications must they have? And then we also looked at letters of administration. I can't say it all. And we also looked at the challenges that are involved with intested succession in Uganda. So kindly go back to our previous episodes and then get a hold of that and, you know, follow up with us. So today we are going to discuss something new, and that is how to verify land ownership and title validity. And so I'd like to welcome our dear counsel, Abloved. I think I take her as an educator because we've actually learned so much from her, and she has been teaching us all the way since we started this program. So I'd like to welcome counsel.
Thank you, Rita. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Please add your listeners. Thanks for staying tuned in to Witness Radio. Please don't give up. Let's fight against land grabbing together by actually learning what the law says or what the law provides in regards to our land rights. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Council. We are privileged to have you here. And before we do anything, let's go in for a short break. We shall be right back.
Farmers, do you want to learn essential agricultural practices and benefit from your land? Look no further. Tune in to Witness Radio for expert knowledge and guidance. Do development projects or land evictions affect your community? Share these experiences with us on Witness Radio.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Welcome back from that short commercial break. We are definitely going to start right away. And, you know, I don't want to waste any more time. For those that would like to stream live, go to your Play Store, download Witness Radio app, and there you go. Those that would like to send in comments, join the discussion, you can actually send us a message or an audio on WhatsApp using this number 0745965765, so we can keep the conversation flowing. This moment, I'd like to welcome Council once again to take us through.
Thank you, Rita. For starters, yes, we have been way back when actually this program started. The first thing we really started with was to educate people about the land rights, all the land rights that they have, all the laws that are governing land rights in Uganda, and the rights that they give to us as citizens of Uganda. So we looked at the Land Act, what it said. We looked at the Constitution in regards to land ownership. We looked at registration of titles. We looked at many. So after going through all that, like all the laws, all the land laws governing land management in Uganda, and the rights they give us as citizens of Uganda, you have a right to own land. You have a right, in case that it's compulsory land acquisition, you're supposed to be compensated, or in case someone illegally evicts you, supposed to be compensated. We looked at the bona fide occupant rights. We looked at squatters. We looked at like every aspect of or ways one can own land in Uganda, like looked at what freehold says, how you can get land under leasehold, what the law says about Chivanja holders. So we looked at all the things. So to us, after knowing the kind of rights that the laws give to us as citizens of Uganda, the next thing we wanted to do is, just in case that you want to carry out land transactions on your land, which due diligence do you need to put in before purchasing or leasing land? Any person out there that wants to lease or purchase land, what do you have to put in your mind? What extra effort do you have to put in to make sure that actually your land is not grabbed, or you're not sold land for? Okay, like we're trying to avoid issues of fraud, selling you land that actually is not, like, you can find that these days landlords have a tendency of selling like one piece of land to almost something like 5 people. So we are looking at all those things, you know, to see how best can we avoid fraud that is happening when it comes to land transactions in Uganda. And please, when someone is going to buy land, here we are here to give you a procedure. It's not in the book, but it's a procedure one has to put in mind just in case they're trying to carry out transactions. What you have to do to make sure you avoid things of, can you imagine they sold me land that has a mortgage on it, that has quarters on it, that has encumbrances on it, things like that. They sold me land that, you know,
does not exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. It's another landlord, like, you know, things like that. I think they're trying to avoid right now. So after taking you through the rights you have according to the laws of Uganda, we thought it right to actually tell you what you ought to do when you're carrying out transactions on land to avoid fraud, so that you don't come back to us saying, you see, this guy, I bought land here and he took me there. And then you can even go to the LC. Some people go to the LC because sometimes the LC is connive with those thieves.
Yeah.
So you're like, but I even went to the LC and I inquired.
You might have gone even to the wrong LC.
Yeah.
Because
literally, it seems like these people that usually carry out fraud during land transactions, there are certain LCs that they work with. Or sometimes, I don't get it. Sometimes they could be, maybe they plant them there at one point. Because sometimes you can even go and look when they're not there. So such things are the things you're trying to prevent right now. So what do you need to do when you're, the due diligence you need to carry out when you're purchasing land or leasing land? The first thing you do is verify land ownership and title validity. Check the land title, you know. So you request a copy of the land title deed from the seller or leaser and verify its authenticity at the land registry. So please, when you get it, go to the land registry, verify if indeed it is there. Because usually these days NASA can print out anything that looks original.
Yes. A duplicate of the original.
Yes. Anything that looks original. So people fake a lot of things. So please get the land title, go and verify with the land registry to see if indeed this land title exists anyway. Confirm the names on the title. Ensure the seller or leaser is the actual owner and has the legal rights to sell or lease the land. So you have to make sure the names that are on the title in the registry are the ones that are here. Because, yes, like we said, there is an increase in fraud when it comes to land transactions. Which is very worrying, but what to do? People, I don't know what is happening. Maybe it's because of the economy and the levels of poverty. People have to do everything. People have decided to actually earn money in the worst way possible. And I don't blame them.
You really don't. I do blame them, because I literally think these people, especially the rich ones, the rich are very rich and the poor are very poor.
Yes.
So since somebody has lots of money, only resort to maybe, where can I buy land? They're looking for investments. They want to invest somewhere. And by doing that, they are oppressing others.
I get it. But now the thing is, when it comes to these scenarios of these dealers that sell land, like one land to I don't know how many people. I understand it's an injustice. But you guys, by the time someone does that, okay, I understand there are people who are naturally maybe they have the theft in them, or I don't know whether they are cast by their who's, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They are relatives in one or another.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes things are just hard. And then someone is finding a way of, how am I going to survive with my family?
Mm.
You get. So they resort into that. It is an injustice because, for crying out loud, someone is actually making a loss out of your stupidity and your greediness and what. But sometimes they're also... It's just that the only thing I know about money that comes that way, it never lasts. That's the thing. Like, you go on carrying, I don't know how many people's curses you carry.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But people say, Mnange, even if you curse, I know God, I don't know what happens, but we're all His children anyway, so He punishes us the same way regardless.
Of what we do.
Yeah. Mm. So, you make sure you also have to cross-check with the cadastral maps, with the Ministry of Lands. Or the local land office to compare the title with official maps. So what is a cadastral map? It is a detailed land map that shows the boundaries, ownership, and other relevant details of property parcels within a specific area, acting as a visual representation of land ownership and land use. So please, you have to make sure you look at it so that you get all the details that are on that land to avoid things like, but when you are selling, you told me, when you are buying, when you are selling to me, told me the boundaries around there. You get? You have to be very specific. Get the details how they're supposed to be so that you avoid crying after. So another thing we can look at after verifying the cadastral map and what you look at, you conduct a title search at the land registry, like we said. You do conduct it, a title search so that we get to know what the problem really is. So when you conduct a title search at the land registry, what are you looking at? Look for encumbrances. Check if the land has mortgages, caveats, liens, or pending disputes on the land. Because there's a time I wanted to buy land with my husband.
Mm.
And then he's a friend that connected us. So, you know, sometimes they also want to make money, and they can then tell you that actually there's something wrong with the land.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had heated up. We had the land title, what. And then as we went to see, like we went for a site visit, on our way back, the blocker, so the person that connects the blocker,
mm-hmm.
had a colleague, a friend, who wanted, I don't know, I think he was heading to town. So he kind of requested us to drop his friend.
Mm-hmm.
So as we are going, the guy starts, hey, you work with a blocker? Yes. Oh, so you want to buy land around here? Yes. So which land are you buying? So we describe the land. It's like, oh, that one that has land disputes.
Oh, my God.
They have issues within themselves as a family that, you know, that mm-hmm. they need to put together.
Yes.
So I don't know how long it will take for them to sort it out. But, yeah, the land has issues.
Oh,
so
my God.
Oh, my God. Is this mm-hmm. what you
mm-hmm.
It was nice. Like if someone built a flat,
mm-hmm.
you would view water.
Oh, like, wow. The view.
Yeah, the view was very nice. So, mm-hmm. really heated up. But when the person told us, you know, there are disputes within themselves as a family, they're fighting over that land, and they want to divide it within, but I don't know how you're going to do it, but they probably never know things will work out like.
Mm-hmm.
So, the friend to my husband did not disclose because he wanted what?
Money.
Another colleague disclosed.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because I remember they were like, okay, now when we they hinted on it a little bit, but they did not bring it out well. So we need to go here and then what with the land title, blah blah, you know. So they're not very clear.
Mm-mm.
So we survived.
Oh my God.
We'd be now saying groups, no, you're not supposed to sell it. You are not the owners. Bring the money. They can't bring the money.
And they can't bring the money back. No.
So it is sometimes good to carry out and such. And I kept on telling my husband, of course, we need to do a search. We never know
things
happen. So, but when the guy mentioned it, we never went back.
Oh, that was a narrow escape.
Yeah, I'm going into that now. Let's look at something else. So you also can confirm land tenure type. Understand whether it is freehold, if it is leasehold, is it customary or middle land, and the applications of each. You get. Because, you know, you on Chivanja, you don't know that you're supposed to actually give some ground rent of soul
to the landlord.
Yes. So you have to know all the technicalities that fall within each tenure type.
Yeah, Council, just briefly, I know we've discussed about the tenures, but briefly define these tenures and, just briefly so that we can actually get to understand.
Freehold is where someone holds land in perpetuity. Like you're the sole owner, you're not entitled to explain to anyone. It is yours permanently until you sell it off to some other person. That is freehold, you hold land in perpetuity. Leasehold is for a certain period of time. It depends on you and the landlord. You want 2 years, well, 3 years, 5 years, that is freehold. I mean leasehold. When it comes to customary, this is land owned communally. People own land communally or maybe as a clan or as a tribe, things like that.
Oh, okay.
So that is how customary tenure is termed. I want to talk about Milo land. This is more of in the central region, Kabaka land. Yes, where we have Chibanja holders and their landlords, things like that.
Oh.
And where you have to pay some money to the landlord. Could be the Kabaka himself or another landlord, the private landlord.
Yes.
So we have private Milo and the other one that is for the king.
Yeah, official.
Yes.
Oh, well, so somebody must be really very critical about that, exactly. Which kind of tenure they are.
They must be very critical because there is you buying land from someone who actually has a lease of 99, let's say. You get? And then you come and probably it doesn't disclose that this is on a lease of 99 something. Okay, let's say for 30 years, because 99 is a lot. So you buy, you get. And then after buying, the next thing is you're on the land, you've developed, probably you have a house there, residential, blah, blah. The next thing you know, the real landlord comes in and says, wow, I mean, your time is up. You're like, what do you mean your time is up? Because this, I mean, we had an agreement with the person that whoever gave you the land. So time is up for 30 years. So some people even do it as fraud. Someone can get a lease, you get a leasehold from a landlord, and then for just sell agreement. People have become
that is cruel.
People have become very creative when it comes to making money. I don't,
creative in a bad way.
you buy people alone because there are many ways of getting money. Do you know that? I just realized that there are many ways of making money. Do you know how many women, I don't know when it comes to women. Like I heard recently, someone said there's a woman that was selling blessings for money.
And how much were these blessings?
300. And then a person gives you a perfume. Use this scent or this. Use this scent, you spray yourself, and then you go see the guy. Then, I don't know about another made about oil, something like that. Then you go see the guy. And then money will... Money magnet. The things that are beyond me. But people are looking for money in every way possible. So someone can get a lease from a landlord of about 10 years. You get... especially now we have Nigerians that can access Uganda anyhow. Because Nigerians, banange, those people. And then also Ugandans are going way beyond. And they have a tendency of, after getting the lease, you get. Maybe they have a plan of going out of the country. So they forge a sale agreement. I mean, you phone these people on land and they're living harmoniously, no problem, no what. They're like, want to sell the land, how much? 40 million. You're like, okay. So if you do not carry out the due diligence, you don't know that this person is on a lease, what? A leasehold. The next thing you know, after 10 years, the landlord is like, hey, hi, your years are done. You're like, what do you mean by my years are done? I have a sale agreement here. And to make matters worse, the person that sold to you is not even in Uganda.
Oh, is using other names or?
Same names now, but he's not like he left. You gave him money. He got a lease of 10 years. And then he sells it to you. I get a lease of 10 years. I sell it to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I go and forge a sale agreement. Let's say with NASA. Oh, people forge. You write, you know, I am selling my to blah, blah, blah. And then you do not carry out the due diligence. You're just like, okay, I've dealt with my landlord. Okay, I went and saw my LC. Okay. You know, sometimes you also give those LCs some money. So after I've... I have some witnesses around, and you do not carry out due diligence to find out is he really that landlord. Then you write 40 million, the guy flies out of the country. After 10 years, the landlord is like, your time to stay here is done. Then you start, but you, the next thing you go, land registry. No, that one had the lease.
Oh my God.
The people are creative.
They are really so creative. Join the conversation at Witness Radio on our social media handles, and then give in your perceptions and opinions on this very topic. Tell us a saga of what happened to you, and you know, with us sharing these experiences about land disputes, we can actually help someone out there. And we are going in for a short break. We shall be right back.
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing, or you're aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765, or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send.
Oyagala kweyongera kukuguka mu mateeka agakwata ku ttaka? Ganyulwa mu program za Witness Radio osomesebwe batya bw'osobola okukuuma ettaka lyo okuva mu mikono gy'abannakigwanyizi. Oli mulwanirizi wa ddembe, oyagala amaloboozi g'ebitundu oba abantu b'olwanirira gatuuke ku bavunaanyizibwa? Weekwate radio y'abantu, Witness Radio. Wuliriza Witness Radio mu kitundu kyo ng'ekulambululira ensonga ezinyiga abantu. Wulirizanga Witness Radio okumanya enkulaakulana y'ettaka nga tekosa bantu mu bitundu mweteekeddwa oba obutonde bw'ensi.
Welcome back from that sip of water, and kindly go to our pages and you send in your experience, share with us an experience that actually happened to you, and then we keep the conversation flowing and we help somebody out there. Well, we are still continuing, and Councillor Joan is going to still take us through on these steps, like what somebody should look at before they actually conclude into buying land. Councillor, you're welcome.
Thank you. Welcome back from that short break. So as we're looking at how can someone carry out due diligence when they want to do transactions on land, and the first thing we started with, we talked about verify land ownership and title validity, get to know what is on the land, the details on the land, who is the landlord, so that you don't defraud and then you start complaining, you know, I bought land and this person sold me land that is not his. So just make sure I verify land ownership and title validity with the land registry to avoid such issues. And the next thing we were discussing before we went in for a short break was conducting a title search at the land registry to look at the encumbrances on the land, the mortgages, the caveats, the liens opening disputes, because you can buy land not knowing there's a caveat, and with a caveat you're not supposed to do anything on that land, you get. So make sure you look at all the things. Confirm land tenure type, where do you fall? Freehold, leasehold, customary or milo. because you may be falling under my law when you chubanja hold and you need to best to pay some busuru to some landlord. So you need to find out all these facts. Look, checklist terms, if applicable. That is if the land you're buying is on a lease, make sure you know for how long are we actually using this this land, and the conditions that they put, they set when they were coming up with that lease agreement, and the renewable terms. So you make sure you focus on these things to avoid being defraud. So verify land use and zoning regulations too. Confirm permissible land use. So visit the local government or land boards to check if the land is designated for residential, commercial, agricultural, or industrial use. I did not just settle anyhowly. You have to make sure the land that you want is actually fits the purpose you want it for. You get, because you may want to build an industry in a place where it is set for residential. You get, in 1 year, find people telling you no, that industry of yours makes for us a lot of noise. It actually, they can even sue you for public nuisance. Like, you have become a nuisance in this community. We can no longer sleep at night. The vibration that comes out of the industry is not really, really good for our animals, you know. Even the children, it affects their ears. So you might come up, many complaints might come up against you for actually establishing something where it's not meant to be. You get, so you have to look at all the things. You have to look at you have to confirm, when I said confirm permissible land use, you have to check for upcoming developments, ensure no planned government project, Sigi Road, power line may affect the land, because after it depends, after buying land and you've constructed your nice house, and then probably there is a road that wants to pass just in the middle of that house. And these days, negotiating with UNRWA is a problem. They do negotiate, but they cannot. They may not give you the money that you incurred when you were actually constructing that house.
Yeah.
So they may give you lesser. Some are lucky, they can give you more, but how sure are you that you will get more than you put in? You get?
Yeah.
So you have to make sure you do this kind of search to avoid such issues. Not you building up your nice flat and then they're telling you where you've built it. The road passes in the middle.
In the middle of your house.
So avoid all those things. Yeah. So inspect the land physically, confirm boundaries, engage a licensed surveyor to physically verify the land size and boundaries against the title documents. So we make sure I bring a surveyor, those things, because you know, some landlords, because they want you to heat up so that you can buy the land, they do not, sometimes they lie about it. Especially in places where you find it's a piece of land, but people haven't developed it so much. So probably around him, people haven't built houses. It's just blank, but it has owners. So to hit you up, you can start, you see, I am there, you see, there. They're like, hey, yes. Yeah, then they bring a stone they put for you, like a small stick. Here. Then again, they are, you know. Yet, in actual sense, they are encroaching on some other person's land.
Yes.
So, on you, after selling and everything, as you try to construct, someone is like, hey, come on, you in my land. And yet, the other person has already eaten the money. You get. So, avoid such things. So, the best thing you do, bring a licensed surveyor to physically verify the land size and boundaries against the land, the title documents. If the title documents say, up to here, please draw the boundaries for me to see. You get? According to the title as it says. So check for encroachments. Ensure no one else is occupying or claiming the land.
Yes. That one is very key.
It's just that sometimes some people also annoy. Like, I have a friend of mine who bought land. She bought land and then she gave it to someone to carry out some agriculture on it. Do you know that the person who she gave the land, because she wasn't using it at a particular moment, actually wanted to take over her land? Because the other lady had even gone an extra mile of forging documents. Because people knew her and they did not know my friend. So the society was like, but we have seen this lady on this land for a very long time. We have not seen you. I mean, she has been using, utilizing this land for a very long time, and we all know it is her land. And then she forged documents, which was not easy for my friend.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So, we have such issues. Someone realized themselves on your property. I don't know that people... That's why, I don't know. Being kind is good, but...
Gluing yeah, themselves.
You glue on someone's property. You don't know how the person suffered to get the property. Just because she did some Samaritan, you know, work.
Samaritan deed.
Indeed, yeah. Mm. Please use the land as I get what to use the land for. And then for you want to steal it. Like, should we all just be very mean with everyone? I just don't get it.
Yeah, people have become so cruel. Yeah,
because someone cannot do such a good deed and then for you pay them that way. Banani, where are we going to go with a good heart? I don't know. Don't you also look at the accessibility. Like, confirm the availability of roads, water, electricity, and other infrastructures. You remember when we were in the other training for Food Rights Alliance, and then the lady was telling us these days you even have to buy the road to your land.
Yeah.
And when they give you a land title, you must show them that you have access to the land.
Yes, so now, easement. Yes.
So now look at this. Like, imagine I have to buy land and then I have to buy the road to my house. And if I don't have access to that land, they won't give me the title.
Exactly. But
you can imagine what they are going through. Long ago, people had the way of right to way. Your neighbor could do everything possible to leave some space for you to access your land.
Mm.
These days, you have to buy land. And people are having a lot of disputes because of that.
Yeah.
Like, you have your house here, and then someone buys this land in front of you, and then person also constructs in front of your gate. I don't know, like, why do you expect me to pass sincerely? You've blocked my gate. And then that one becomes a dispute. But now that is my land. That is my land. You get. So I don't know, but we are going through a lot.
Yeah.
In Uganda.
Yes.
So you look at also environmental factors. Avoid buying land in wetlands, flood prone areas, or protected zones unless approved by the environmental authorities.
Mm.
Yes, like now we have seen people have been evicted people off their land.
Yeah, Dalubiji, Kawala.
That's not right. That's not really right.
For them to be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, even the way they evicted them also, it worries me. Like, these are people that have been on the land for a very long time. Like, where has Nema been? Like, if you've seen me construct my house, I've been on the land for 40 years. Where have you been?
It's now that people are trying to show that they are working, yes. Actually.
You're not compensating me. I have my nice flat in that wetland, though. And I'm not complaining. Did I tell you that when it rains, it floods in my house? No. I am comfortable in my nice flat in that wetland, you see. And because the people claim that when you buy in a wetland, it's a bit cheaper. You get. But I'm not supporting people
that do settle.
In a wetland. But what, like for crying out loud, when the government is trying to implement certain things, they should have pity on their citizens.
Yeah.
But do you know what it means by waking up in the morning and you constructing a house is not easy.
It's not easy at all.
It is not easy. And then you see, you break down someone's flats like that, and then you don't want to compensate them. You say, where were you when we were constructing? Where were you? So it breaks our heart. But please, people, do not construct in woodland, because what happened to those people might happen to you. But it wasn't right. They had to sit down and talk to those people. Like, we are tired of being treated like as if we are not citizens of Uganda.
And did they gazette any land for them?
Did they? They didn't. People are just there struggling. Yeah? You find yourself, you have with someone, then someone takes you back to zero.
Yeah, for example, the 72-year-old.
I have a feeling sometimes this government wants a... You know that dependence syndrome where... It feels like if you know, when people are very rich, they are uncontrolled. They are uncontrolled. Controllable. Like, you cannot control them. Like, you say this, are like, what? We have our money. What are you going to say? So I have a feeling the government is actually using that tactic of dependence syndrome. Like, every single time we have to be there, living either middle class kind of life, you get. Okay? We live that middle class kind of life. Or we are poor. So that we cannot, like, because if you have money, you can do anything. You never know, you can even use your money to get weapons and what you get. So that dependence syndrome is really affecting Uganda. So you have to also engage the local community and leaders. Speak to the neighbors. They can reveal any hidden disputes or claims on the land. You get, consult local authorities, visit the LC1, visit LC2, the district land office for additional information on the land's history. Okay? Confirm customary land claims. If dealings with customary land, ensure that the transactions follow customary protocols and is approved by the local elders. So, it's even you when you're renting, eh? It's always good to actually talk to neighbors. You get, because even if you're not buying land, you might buy land in a place where there are witches, these night dancers, and for you don't know, because like a person like me, I cannot be in a place that has night dancers, and I'm comfortable staying in such a place. You get. So there are certain things you must inquire. Even when you're renting, you inquire. Just tell. You might be there when the place is filled with thieves, and you don't know. And then you shift to the following day, everything is over. Chicken stolen out in your house. You are beaten. Maybe your wife is raped or something. You get. So you must be very, 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 very curious and cautious. Like when you want to settle somewhere. I remember when we had just gone to Nansana, the first thing I had to inquire, because I used to hear there are thieves, I had to inquire. Ask the neighbors, you guys, what's up with this place? Are you guys safe? Are you okay? And they were like, welcome to Nansana, please. Make sure you lock your door very well. I don't know how many padlocks you need, but put the padlocks. Because here, we have thieves. I was like, my heart started pumping. I told my husband, you know what, look for bangers. Happened them very well. Hammers, bring. And we looked for this guy that adds more locks on the doors. Please, I don't know how many locks you should. Just put the locks, even on the windows. You know, you have to inquire. I went to the police. I asked them, how safe is the place? Don't worry, but the thieves are there. Just look yourself inside. Don't look outside.
But look.
Lock yourself inside. Make sure these people that do pedicure, I'm a cobra, those things. And make sure you don't allow such people in your house, because they are the ones who will come, investigate, and then they come and attack you. So that kind of brief that you need, it doesn't even need you to actually be buying land. Even when you're renting, know the place that you stay in. It will help you to be security conscious. It will save you from a lot of things. If there are thieves, you know. If there are night dancers, and if you are night dancers, you will avoid moving late when you're coming from the club. At around 2-3, and then you meet up with someone who doesn't. So you need to find out the area you're settling.
It seems you're really afraid of night dancers.
I fear.
But they are harmless.
I cannot. Whether they are harmless, I wouldn't want to meet one. Whoa. That's another experience. I can't. So also you reveal the seller's or lizard's background. Confirm the identity of the seller or lizard. Request copies of their national ID. Their passport or company registration details if a business, you get. So these are things we are talking about. Someone comes, you don't even know them, they're like, we are selling land. That's why people are complaining that they sold land that belongs to someone else. He showed me his name is called Joan Mugamba. Who is Joan Mugamba? The person was called Joan Mugamba. Did you look at the national ID? No, I didn't, but he's called Joan Mugamba.
Oh my God.
So sometimes fraud happens just because we are just negligent.
Yeah.
We do not.
And not cautious of everything.
We do not take that extra effort to actually safeguard certain things. Then you check for legal disputes. Verify if the seller has any ongoing land related court cases. Because now, if the person has land related court cases, have it in mind that also you one day, you never know. I'm not saying it is mandatory.
It's a must for you to.
But to some extent, you have to be conscious. Why is he having land issues? If he's really, really a genuine person, why have land issues?
He's
selling me this land. So that has to click in your mind. Go and do the search properly as much as you can to avoid also you going to court and arguing with the same one person, especially if. Let's say he's selling you land, and with the court cases, he has things like forgery of land title, fraud, such things. Definitely. If it were me, I wouldn't do business with that person. I want to buy land.
Mm.
And then I get in touch with the person that needs to sell me land.
Yes.
But then I get to find out that same person that wants to sell me land has issues in court related to forgery of land title, fraud. I cannot deal with that person.
Mm.
How sure am I that actually he's not doing? I'm not a victim of forgery.
Yeah. So here you go to the police stations and find out.
No, you don't go to the police stations.
Where do you go?
Like to find out what? If there's a dispute.
Yes.
If there's a dispute.
Yeah, whether this person they have ongoing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this, now these are the things. You know, you may not go to the police and they tell you that, you know, you see that guy here. When you go, like when you consult, like when you go, when you want to buy land somewhere, talk to the LC. Without the guy knowing, probably. Because if you go without the guy knowing, it will help. But if you go with the guy, of course the LC will, that's where the corruption comes in. And
because they all want money.
Yes. Mm. Talk to the locals without the guy knowing. Talk to the locals. That is where you're going to get that information from. You'll be like, oh, you see. No, but you see that, like now the other guy that told us that there's a dispute on the land. Talk to the locals. You'll get information that you need. Go to the police. Area police. Hello, then how to buy land around here? You get. No. Who is selling that land to you? This guy. Hey, that one. Don't. You get. So just consult whether it's in the area where you want to buy land. They'll give you proof about the person you're dealing with and the land that you want to buy. So, we also have things of verify the power of attorney. Maybe someone could be out of the country and maybe he wants to sell land in Uganda and then he gives the powers of attorney to someone else to sell on his behalf. If someone is selling land on behalf of another person, ensure the power of attorney is legally registered. Because they can forge it and then and we make sure you talk to the other person the other way and you show them on a video call, not the things of phone. People, I don't know what is happening these days. Someone can forge someone's voice. I want a video call. I want to see you. Send your documents. I also confirm that you are the one that I'm talking to. Because I may be talking to another person who is misrepresenting themselves to be that person. You get. Show your documents to verify that you're this person.
So there should be a document when somebody giving power of attorney to someone.
That is also a document.
There is another document that shows.
That is a document, power of attorney.
Okay.
It is a document.
Oh, okay, yeah. I get.
Yes, it is a document that needs to be signed, endorsed by two parties. And probably some witnesses if you want. So, which is well, even you, we talk it to URSB, clear sheet. And then you who is there, please send your details. I also want to see you. Confirm that you're actually the person. I verify. If it means to contact a US whatever, or contact it. Especially when it comes to, we are buying land of 1 billion. With 1 billion, do research. Carry out your search properly before you start crying. 1 billion is a lot of money.
It is.
So, after that, you draft and sign a legal agreement, engage a lawyer, have a qualified land lawyer, draft a review, the sale agreement or lease agreement. People don't want to actually engage lawyers. They think that they are expensive. But it saves you a lot.
Now you rather spend now than spending more.
Exactly, than making a loss. Just engage. Because a lawyer can be like, okay, you can give me something like 500 or a million. Carry out the search for you and everything and the documentation to be proper. And then you're there looking at it as much. And then when you defraud, that's when you start. Now, I mean, you've lost over 40 million, just over 1 million. Include all details. The agreement should clearly state the parties, prices, payment terms, land description, and any conditions. Sign before witnesses, ensure both parties sign the agreement before witnesses and the notary public for legal validity. Make sure even the LCs are available. And if you can get a police, area police gate, so that when anything goes wrong, they're like, but you sold this land to this person. So process land transfer and registration. Obtain consent from relevant authorities. Some land transactions require approval from land boards or local governments. First stamp duty, submit the transaction to the Uganda Revenue Authority for stamp duty assessment and payment. Register the new owner. File for a change of ownership at the land registry and get a new title or lease certificate. Secure the land after purchase. So fence the land, mark boundaries to prevent encroachment, monitor regularly. Visit the land frequently to prevent illegal occupation. Update local authorities, inform the local leaders and register your ownership with LC1 to prevent further disputes. That is all we had when it comes to due diligence. When you want to carry out land transactions on your land, see you when you see me.
Thank you so much, Councillor John. This has really been an interesting one, and I hope our listeners out there, they've had whatever that you've taught them, because this program is actually educating you more on what to do when it comes to land matters. You can call us in case you need our help. You can call us on our direct contact, which is 041-4696-7221. For the other one, I've been reading to you the WhatsApp number, so you can also send a message there, or an audio or call. We shall definitely get your message. For those that on our social media handles, on X at Witness Radio, there we give you the when we are going to broadcast the program, what time you could catch us. For a repeat, you're going to, and that is 5 p.m. This program runs from Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And then for the Luganda version is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For those that actually want to review, or you want to re-listen these podcasts, or you missed a part, go to our YouTube channel. All that information will be there. I am Rita Babidia. Until next time, have a blessed day.